Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. In early January, the Bush White House announced the creation of three new marine protected areas scattered across the Pacific Ocean, the largest such designation ever. The headline for the press release by the U.S. Joint Ocean Commission read, quote, "A president who had been assailed by environmentalists will have set aside more square miles of ocean for protection than any other political leader," unquote. Indeed, it is a vast contribution to ocean conservation, protecting waters near U.S.-controlled islands that contain the world's richest diversity, corals, fish, and sea life, as well as a unique geological formation of the globe's deepest undersea trench. With a stroke of his pen, Bush added 195,000 square miles of protected waters to the nearly 140,000 square miles around the northwest Hawaiian islands that he protected in 2006. The new areas include the waters surrounding Howland, Baker, Jarvis, and Wake Islands, Rose, Palmyra, and Johnston Atolls, Kingman Reef, the three northernmost Mariana Islands, and the deep seafloor of the Mariana Trench. The designations will ban most commercial fishing and would vastly limit recreational fishing and fishing by indigenous peoples or researchers. In all of the protected areas, seafloor mining will also be prohibited. The outgoing president made the designations under executive authority granted by the Antiquities Act, a decision that cannot be altered by Congress. The Mariana Trench is deep enough to fit Mount Everest and is five times longer and several times wider than the Grand Canyon. The trench is lined with active volcanoes and hydrothermal vents that have spawned unique forms of life, including bizarre microbes, worms, and crustaceans. One of the undersea volcanoes has created a pool of sulfur so unusual that the only similar environment that we know of is on the moon of Io off Jupiter. Scientists are eager to study how these creatures can survive in such incredibly harsh environments. The designation was not without opposition, and certainly goes against the president's landside record of diminishing and denying conservation and natural resource protection on land in favor of the interests of administration allies in the oil and gas industry, ranching, mining, and forestry. Indeed, two previous proposals to protect marine areas closer to the mainland off the southeast Atlantic coast of the U.S. and in pockets of the Gulf of Mexico were dropped after vigorous opposition from fishing and energy lobbyists. It was reported that federal officials were able to advance this decision by demonstrating to fishermen and seafloor mining companies that the areas had few harvestable fish or lucrative minerals, something of a contradiction when you consider the claimed implication of the unique sea life and scientific opportunity for human health and survival. Ocean conservation and environmental organizations were ecstatic. First Lady Laura Bush was credited with helping to persuade the president. The cynics muttered about the hypocritical burnishing of a corroded environmental legacy. The lobbyists moved on to other contracts. The matter of enforcement or the potential interests of the U.S. island protectorates were left unspoken. No matter. It is a huge step forward, even if it is taken so very far away. The establishment of marine protected areas is an important tool for ocean conservation, and these monuments join some 60 others that have been created off the coasts of the U.S., Europe, Asia, and Africa. Like the land protection efforts of conservancies and trusts, these designations remove endangered resources from the context of exploitation to be left in their natural state. It is only one tool, however, and as with the land, its use does not truly address the root causes of the pollution, physical degradation, and financial opportunism to which the land and sea are subject. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.